Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of Stephen's Week, your weekly update on marketing and technology. Welcome to this new episode, everyone. Amazon is launching a portable Alexa device for the Indian market. People in India told Amazon that they really like to take their Alexa along with them along the way, so they made this portable device that works on batteries. The battery will last for about 8 to 10 hours. But it's cool to see how in different markets you have different behaviors with voice assistants. Like in most markets, it's a device that you put on your kitchen table or in the living room or in the bedroom. But in other markets, apparently they're taking it with them to use it for different usage applications. So I think in the next few years, we're going to learn more about how people use voice assistants and in which circumstances that they can add value to our day-to-day life. As we've all seen, Black Friday is a huge commercial event. It started in the US, but now all over Europe and in many different markets, they're using the same technique to make people buy all kinds of stuff that they probably don't even need. But it's becoming more and more a digital platform, a digital day. Like in the US, $7 billion was spent on e-commerce websites on Black Friday. And you could think, wow, that's a huge number. And of course, it's increasing year after year. But if you compare it with Singles Day that I mentioned in one of my previous weeklies, there in China, they spend $37 billion on one day on their e-commerce platform. So it just shows the difference in acceptance of e-commerce and mobile commerce between the East and the West if you compare Singles Day with Black Friday. Just a small add-on to the item that I just had about Black Friday. We also had Cyber Monday this week, and Cyber Monday had a bigger amount of revenue online than Black Friday. It was about $9.4 billion that was bought online. So, you know, together it's 16, 17 billion that was spent on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Big amount, but as I mentioned, a lot less than what we saw on Singles Day. Daimler is launching an autonomous vehicle test in California pretty soon. This is the first test that they're gonna roll out with Mercedes's, where it's not just employees that will be driven around, but this will be a ride-sharing service for real customers. So this is a test, and it's an important one because Mercedes doesn't want to be an Uber or a Lyft. Maybe they will create some of those services in their joint venture together with BMW. But the most important part is Mercedes wants to become a luxury autonomous vehicle supplier to companies like Uber and Lyft, like in China, together with Geely, which is a partner and investor in Daimler. They are starting a luxury autonomous vehicle test. And if you look in Germany, most of the taxis are Mercedes's. So if autonomous vehicles really become big, it is very important if we enter a world of robot taxis that Mercedes can still become a flagship supplier to those services. And that is why they find this test now in California so important. And that's why they're going to invest even more in autonomous vehicles in the next few years. So everyone, this was the weekly update. Thanks for watching. Enjoy the weekend. Have a wonderful time with your friends and family. Please share the video, like the video. And if you want to do me one favor, it would be really cool if you would talk with two of your friends about my weekly video, two friends that don't know about it yet and that you think that they should see it. If you could do that for me, that would be wonderful. And I would appreciate it very, very much. I hope to see you again next week and have a wonderful time. Bye-bye.